You're listening to Band for Bands with Christina and Winnie. Today's a special episode for us, and also just thinking of where the world's at right now and feeling kind of exhausted by the detritus the world has to offer, but
yep.
Knowing there should be at least a little bit of revolutionary optimism. You're just listening to Water No Get Enemy.
By Fela Kuti.
By Fela Kuti, the one and only.
Off of, I can't remember the year for this album, but it's Expensive Shit. If you don't know about Fela Kuti, he was sort of a pioneer of Afrobeat music coming out of Nigeria in the, I think, primarily 70s. Of course, very funk and soul influenced and influencing. But his music is also pretty politically charged. If you explore his discography, which is big, there's a lot that...
So much there.
That's
so beautiful, yeah. So loud, so vibrant.
Yeah. Yeah, ones that... Lots of songs that confront sort of the political issues in Nigeria at the time. I believe before and after, like, excuse my ignorance, but a dictatorship at the time in Nigeria. This one, Water Get No Enemy, No Get Enemy, sorry. I mean, it's got a fairly straightforward message, but, definitely addresses a theme that I think we see pretty often in the readings and writings that we come across in music as far as
colonial studies, anti-colonial studies, and like
indigenous rights to water and land,
Pan-African studies.
I've been reading this book, Our History is the Future, by American indigenous author Nick Estes, about the Standing Rock
Water Defenders.
Defenders against the Dakota Access Pipeline, and their mantra was like, water is life, known as the Water Defenders as well. And so it feels like his music is pretty universal in its message, and so felt like this was a good way to start off the episode. But yeah, so
yeah,
revolutionary optimism.
It's been a somber, honestly, like 2025 was terribly violent, and every year following it, like, but to start the new year with a US-backed coup in Venezuela and then ICE murdering a woman, an observer, in Minneapolis, just it only felt right to do our broadcast back from the new year, I guess.
Yep.
This is our first one back.
We,
really reflecting on that and feeling such heavy feelings that I think everyone is feeling right now, just like feelings of hopelessness and anger and trying to hold on to that little ounce of revolutionary optimism. So those are the songs we'll be playing today. And also just talking about things going on in the world that we feel are really important. And trying to propagate some kind of spark in the hearts of people who are listening. You're listening to Band for Band on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We will fade this song out a bit more, and we will go into some North American fly across the ocean here to Sly and the Family Stone. This is, you will be hearing Stand off of their aptly titled Stand album. And then we'll listen to a couple others. We'll introduce them at that time. But thanks for listening. Here we go.
Set out to do. Stand. there's a cross for you to bear. Things to go through if you are going anywhere. The things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal. A midget standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall.
Homophobes, Aryan nations and hammer skins. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform.
Just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms? This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making the history worth being about and start fighting the real fucking enemy?
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a Norse god sort them out. Of all the evil that will have to end.
It will, oh yes. Does it have to be?
All right.
It will end.
All right.
Well, all right.
Some folks are gonna get the notion, I know. They'll say I'm preaching hate. But if I have to swim the ocean, well, I would, just to communicate. It's not as simple as talking jive, the daily struggle just to stay.
Welcome back to Band for Band with Christina and Winnie. You just heard Revolution Part 1 and 2 by Nina Simone. That is maybe my favorite, one of my favorite Nina Simone tracks, and felt apt for today. A couple months ago when I was looking it up, I learned that this song was actually written in response to the Beatles' song Revolution, which Nina Simone said was, quote, interesting, but then she all
I love my petty queen. She said, I don't know what those white boys are talking about.
Exactly. And she sort of, I think, took issue with some of its ambivalence towards revolution. Actually, sometimes it like condemned revolution and sometimes it propped it up, just kind of like liberal, wishy-washy liberal
being liberal.
And so she wanted to write something that more challenged and advocated for change rather than sort of this,
like, which, a real call to arms.
Yeah. And I just love those background vocals and the kind of like the way, especially the song, like kind of falls apart and gets all wonky at the end. Such a good track, and her performance is just incredible. I love it so much.
And then before that, I chose the song The Only Good Fascist is a Very Dead Fascist by Locals, Faves, Propagandi. Yeah, they're deeply important to the landscape of punk, and I also know that they're very important to Winnipeg specifically. But that's a very iconic song, and it felt important for me to play for very obvious reasons.
It's still true.
It's still very true. Yeah, the fact that, like, in our year of the Lord 2026, people are, like, very proudly identifying as Nazis, I think that's so effed up, man. It's yep. Wrong. It's disgusting. And we should stomp them out. Sorry. I think that's just really, it's gross.
No apology necessary.
And I could get into it, but I don't think it's PG for radio. the next song
just,
we're going to get
just give
in.
Us a, you could call at
you
the station here
in,
and we can have that off air, that conversation off air. It's up to you.
But yeah, the next song I chose that you're going to hear is Creepy Crawlers by Viagra Boys. And the reason why I chose this song, it's not necessarily like a protest song or like a real call to arms, but they play into this satirized version of what a lot of us have been seeing on the internet, just in relation to like anti-vaxxers and people who are like very deep into MAGA culture and pointing out the complete absurdity of it all and vaccine hesitancy or like conspiracy theorists. So I thought
the conservative psyche that
yeah
believes
like a weird psychosis of believing these things that are like not truly based in any fact and being extremely racist. And they made a satirical song about that and talking about like their microchips in the vaccines, things like that.
I mean, you should check out all their music.
Yeah,
have,
a lot
they put
of their
an
music
album
is very,
year,
very
is
similar
great.
To this.
Actually,
this is,
we played some recently.
Yeah, this is from their album from 2022 called Cave Town, I think.
Cave World.
Cave World. But yeah.
There is Cave Town in Cave World. You just, I don't know. I was trying to make a joke. Cave Town is the capital of Cave World.
Shut
if
up.
You didn't know.
Anyways.
Okay, here we go.
I can't believe it. I can't believe what I read last night. Man, there's little kids growing up with animal hair. Some of them are growing up with tails, maybe even two tails, man. They're putting in little microchips into... They're putting microchips into vaccines. Little creepy crawlers with tiny little legs that creep around your body. Collecting information, oh, collecting information. They're putting little creepy crawlers in the vaccine. You wonder why those people look so young? You wonder why those people up at the top look so young? Injecting adrenochrome to keep the skin all shiny. It reduces wrinkling and it makes the pupils look like human pupils and not all slanted little lizard eyes. Well, they got kids growing up with animal cells. They're putting microchips in the vaccine and they're putting creepy crawlies in the microchips. Kids without the vaccines are getting harvested because the blood isn't tainted. Oh, the blood is pure. The blood is pure and it's perfect for adrenochrome. Adrenochrome. People!
children are growing up with lizard gills and animal hair. That ain't normal baby hair, that's animal hair. You can tell if you touch it. Oh, it's disgusting. I can't believe it. When I was younger, none of this existed. Everything was fine, everything was perfect, and now it's ruined. It's ruined because you voted on the wrong motherfucker. Because you didn't believe it. You wouldn't believe the sources that I linked you. I told you to read. I told you to do your research. I told you, man. I told you they're harvesting babies for adrenochrome.
Oh, I have ambitions. Dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get on it? Why Toya body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything. Immortalizing tweets, all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes. When it's people in trees. When George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. You thought to write about me? One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing, another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.
Welcome back. You're just listening to Waiting Room by Fugazi. And I just want to say, I love Guy Pacito. I love Ian MacKaye. Those are my heroes.
Tina has actually put this song on various playlists so for us to play, and it just hasn't worked out. And it,
every time I try to play this song, it gets cut.
I don't shut it down. It just happens that way.
But I felt like this song was extremely important to play because, like, the themes of the song really have to do with, like, passivity, like being extremely passive. And telling people to, like, get up, do something about your life. Do something about your life conditions. Like, fight for something. And, like, the beginning of the song starts with the lyrics, "I'm a patient boy. I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait. My time is like water down a drain." And every time I listen to this song, it just, like, it hypes me up so much. And I feel like more people need to be pushed towards actually doing something. Like, Your passivity, your neutrality, it's not gonna do anything. Like, we've waited too long, and we've placed the onus of people doing things, like revolutionarily doing things or making change, on someone else.
On government.
You know, or like on someone else. It's like, well, I have so much to lose. Well, at the end of the day, people who have a lot less, you're like, oh, people have who have less to lose are going to be the ones who fight for my freedom. And that's not fair. You know, like, indigenous, black and brown people, queer people have been in the streets making things
happen. They have less to lose because they've been given less to.
Exactly. Stop being passive. Stop being a liberal. Stop being a centrist. Do something. Do something with your power. And that's why I love that song. And then before that was Song 33 by No Name, which was like a quick freestyle she released in 2020 during the like BLM George Floyd protest in response to J. Cole, hilariously, because
I didn't know it was a freestyle.
Yeah. Everyone was like, why isn't he saying anything? And I think No Name got brought into the conversation because she's like extremely politically active. And he was like, well, I shouldn't have to be, you know, like, I'm a rapper, I shouldn't have to be politically active in the moment, like, why do you need my opinion? And she was like, you're a bit of a coward, when the same people who are dying in the streets are the same people who support your music. And talking about George Floyd and talking about just like black women and girls going missing and being murdered and the importance of doing something about it and acknowledging the pain that a lot of marginalized people have had felt in that moment when people were protesting. And it felt relevant. It feels relevant every single day. I don't feel like anything has really changed. It's just, like, gotten a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know, like, what the most recent song... maybe Viagra Boys...
People don't make protest music anymore, yeah. Too. Which was something I came to the realization of trying to find songs for this broadcast.
I had to sort my library by date and start at the oldest.
Yeah.
Because
there used to be like a niche for that. Like, people used to write anti-Vietnam War songs, you know? And like, what are we doing? There's so much happening around us and we're just like passively consuming media to distract us from the horrors rather than engaging with what is happening, building a coalition, doing something. But yeah, you know, I understand, like, I'm not gonna dog on people. It's hard. It's extremely hard to know what to do.
Well, and depressing. It's not like our individual responsibility, it's a collective responsibility.
Yes, exactly. Like, you really can't, like, I don't even know really what to do anymore. Like, get to know your neighbors. Show up
get
for
off
people.
Get off your screens.
Get off your screens.
I think that's... get off of social media. The things we think we might be doing with social media, I don't think are doing nearly as much as we
My only thing, think. Though, I will say, is that I feel like we've become authors in our own story.
This is true. I was thinking.
And, like,
that.
Because of social media, people know what's going on in Palestine. Or, like, I don't know, during the 2000s and the war on terror, like, you had to wait days for mainstream news and the government to coordinate manufacturing consent to invade other people's countries, you know? And now, they're still using the same tactics, but people see through them because we're seeing things in real time. And I feel like that has been the best benefit of social media. But to that extent, just like there's so much more surveillance and there's so much more censorship that I feel like we need to start organizing offline. Like, we should not be organizing online.
Yep.
At all.
Well, on that note, let's... The next track that we're going to listen to is actually pulled from Mustafa, Canadian, Toronto...
Sudanese.
Musician.
And poet.
And poet. His Tiny Desk concert. This is I'll Go Anywhere, and we're gonna. It's gonna start off with a little clip of him, just sort of an anecdote of his life and introducing the song. Honestly, I mean, listen to his album Dunya from 2023, I believe, or 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
And this Tiny Desk. I mean, he's just an incredible,
prolific,
and
extremely
really
just the way he talks about everything is so beautiful, like. You know when there are people who are poets or writers who, like, kind of turn on that side of their brain when they need to? I feel like the essence, not to be parasocial, but, like, the essence he exudes just feels like that is so deeply integrated into his being. And the way he writes about people he cares about and his life and also the things that are going on in Sudan and his relationship to, like, Sudan.
And his relationship to places like...
Regent
Gaza.
Park. Yeah, and
Regent
Gaza
Park.
And
yeah.
Are really beautiful and thoughtful. So, yeah, we'll play that.
Yeah. Here we go.
My name is Mustafa Ahmed Izzeddin. I was born and raised in the largest housing project in North America, Regent Park. My family comes from a country that was once the largest country in Africa, Sudan. And I've had the distinct privilege of telling very, very small stories, stories that come from really, really large universes. This dunya roughly translates to the material world or the human condition, and it makes not only our sorrows small, but our joys small as well as we attempt to survive them. These songs, a lot of these songs are on God, and there was a time when I was just 8 years old where I would look at my parents and they never looked back at me, and they never told me that they loved me, but they would look to the sky. And each time I would look at them, they would look to the sky, and they would pray for me. And that is that love translated. And eventually, I stopped looking to them, and I started looking to the sky with them. And it reminds me of what the great Rumi says, that the love I've known is not of two people staring at each other, but staring in the same direction, that all of us together were pleading and bargaining with God on each other's behalf. This next song is I'll Go Anywhere, and it continues that story, continues that lineage of prayer.
Oh my.
my trials in the grave. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere. Oh, I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. I'll go anywhere.
Oh, There's a war coming down between my breast and mine. I don't want no war going down tonight. Stop this.
أنا أفديهم أنا دمي فلسطيني 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 أنا دمي فلسطيني
Palestine, or for the normies out there.
Free Palestine,
brothers. I love that song.
You might have heard it. We found it
on social media. Yeah, I feel like
social media. It's like it's being
super
used
popular
a lot in just people's posting. I think probably you heard it first through like Palestinian youth movements stories or something like that.
Yes.
But that is Dami Falastini by Mohammed Asaf. I think it is a couple years old at this point. Yeah, what a freaking good track. I love the sort of the chorus vocals. Everyone's singing together. It's great. Previous to that, we heard
Unity by Operation Ivy.
Yes.
I love ska. That's all.
That's all we'll
say. I don't really have anything
yeah,
else to
and
say
then the previous to that, we heard El Derecho de Vivir en Paz by Victor Jara, who was a Chilean singer-songwriter and activist. He was active at first during Allende's time as leader in Chile, the socialist leader who was then overthrown by Pinochet, Augusto Pinochet,
Boo.
The dictator. And
another American coup.
Yeah, backed up by the Americans. Read Shock Doctrine by
Naomi Klein
to learn about that. That's where I learned about it. I'm sure there's lots of other excellent resources that go more into depth. But anyway, I mean, it's kind
that
of heartbreaking.
That will make you feel so insane.
It will make you feel insane.
You'd be like, are we the baddies?
Yes.
Yeah, we are, actually. Quite
literally.
We are.
But yeah, and that song, I mean, heartbreakingly, he was captured, tortured, and murdered by the Pinochet regime. And that song sort of, to my knowledge, this is what we learned last night, sort of researching it, has become a bit of an anthem for Chilean liberation to this day. Anyway, we will move on. I think we only have time for two more.
Yeah. The next song we're going to play is Love Me, I'm a Liberal by Phil Oakes, the one and only. Just instrumental in the birth of American protest music, I would say. Or American folk protest music in the same camp as like Woody Guthrie. All these guys that wrote about union songs, anti-Vietnam songs. But I chose this song because of my disdain for centrism. But Phil Oakes kind of pokes fun at this idea of liberalism being this like laissez-faire. I'll support you, but I draw the line when it comes to revolution and stand for something. I think that has really been the thesis today. Stand for something, believe in something. Neutrality doesn't help anyone. It's just as violent as perpetrating the violence.
Yeah.
Not
enabling.
Doing anything.
Yep.
Enables it. Stop being a liberal. Join the Communist Party.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for listening to Band for Band with Winnie and Tina. Happy Friday.
And then just letting you know, final track will be I Pity the Country by Canadian Indigenous legend Willie Dunn.
Yes.
Another incredible song that you should all listen to on the Native North America compilation. Very good stuff. Anyway.
Have a good Friday.
Have a good Friday. Thanks so much.
In every American community, you have varying shades of political opinion. One of the shadiest of these is the liberals. An outspoken group on many subjects. 10 degrees to the left of center in good times. 10 degrees to the right of center if it affects them personally. So here then is a lesson in safe logic.
I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears ran down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Get it? I go to civil rights rallies and I put down the old D.A.R. D.A.R., that's the Dykes of the American Revolution. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. But don't talk about revolution. That's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I cheered when Humphrey was chosen. My faith in the system restored. And I'm glad that the commies were thrown out from the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Ah, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. Now I can't understand how their minds work. What's the matter? Don't they watch Les Crane? But if you ask me to bust my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Yes, I read New Republic and Nation. I've learned to take every view.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights froze me. Jails, they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men. The tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they palm me. They're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. Materialists test me. Pollution, it chokes me. Movies, they joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life, that jades me. Hudson Bay fleets me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.